Highbridge Audio presents We Were the Mulvaneys, written by Joyce Carol Oates and read by J. Todd Adams. We were the Mulvaneys. Remember us? You may have thought our family was larger. Often I'd meet people who believed we Mulvaneys were a virtual clan. But in fact, there were only six of us. My dad, who was Michael John Mulvaney Sr., my mom, Corinne, my brothers, Mike Jr. and Patrick, and my sister, Mary Ann. And me, Judd. From summer 1955 to spring 1980, when my dad and mom were forced to sell the property, there were Mulvaneys at High Point Farm, on the High Point Road, 7 miles north and east of the small city of Mount Ephraim in upstate New York, in the Chautauqua Valley, approximately 70 miles south of Lake Ontario. High Point Farm was a well-known property in the valley, in time to be designated a historical landmark, and Mulvaney was a well-known name. For a long time, you envied us, then you pitied us. For a long time, you admired us, then you thought, good, that's what they deserve.
Too direct, Judd,
my mother would say, wringing her hands in discomfort. But I believe in uttering the truth, even if it hurts, particularly if it hurts. For all of my childhood as a Mulvaney, I was the baby of the family. To be the baby of such a family is to know you're the last little caboose of a long, roaring train. They loved me so, when they paid any attention to me at all. I was like a creature dazed and blinded by intense, searing light that might suddenly switch off and leave me in darkness. I couldn't seem to figure out who I was. If I had an actual name, or many names, all of them affectionate and many of them teasing, like Dimple, Pretty Boy.